兄姊妹平安。
Peace, brothers and sisters.
感谢主，我们有再一次机会一同寻求主的心意。
Thank the Lord that once again we have opportunity to seek His will together.
好，我们在读圣经以前先有个祷告。
Let's have words of prayers before we read the scripture.
天父，我们赞美感谢归给你。
Heavenly Father, we give you praises and thanksgiving.
你借着你的爱子所成就的救赎，实在是无与伦比的。
Through the salvation you have accomplished through your beloved Son is incomprehensible.
我们在这里纪念你的儿子，我们也靠着你的儿子来到你的宝座前。
That here we remember your Son, and also by your precious Son, we come before your throne.
我们有一点时间等候在你的面前，求你向我们说话。
Do pray that you speak to us while we wait before you.
求你敞开天上的窗户，真是把你的话倾倒下来。
Do open the heavenly window and pour down your words.
我们在你儿子的宝血底下，愿你除去一切你话语这一个释放的一切的障碍。
Under the precious blood of your Son, may you remove all the obstacles that hinders your words from being released.
我们也宣告，也求告，主你的全副军装为你的教会，为我们。全部都穿上。
We proclaim and also look upon your full arm of God to put on each one of us and also your church.
我们也仰望你，借着你儿子所浇灌的圣灵，这样的圣灵充满在我们的聚集当中。
And we look upon you that through the unlimited of the Holy Spirit that's poured down through your Son, may you fill this gathering.
我们无论说的、翻译的、听的，我们都一同等候在你的面前。
Regardless, the one who speaks, the one who translates, and those who listen, we wait before you.
主，你是那位唯一说话的主，所以我们赞美你，我们等候你，仰望你。
Lord, you are the only Lord who speaks. Therefore, we praise you, we wait before you, and we look upon you.
你有荣耀的心意，你也知道我们的光景。
You have a glorious will, and you know our condition.
求你照着你的荣耀的旨意，也照着我们的情况，向每一颗心说话。
Speak to each one of our hearts according to your glorious will and according to our condition.
除去一切。你话语释放的障碍，不管是在人身上的，或者是在我们使用的网络或者使用的设备上面的，一切的障碍都求你彻底的除去。
May you completely remove any kind of obstacles that hinders your words from being fully released, whether from individually or even those devices we use.
我们也奉主耶稣基督的名捆绑拒绝一切黑暗势力撒旦阴间权势的诡计和工作。
And also in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we bound and also reject all the power of darkness's work.
主，我们赞美你，我们为着一切的仇敌的可能的搅扰或者抽离一切要拦阻你显现拦阻你话语的轨迹，我们都把赞美感谢归给我们做宝座的主。
Lord, we praise you. We praise you and give you all the thanksgiving for the Lord is on the throne for all those evil schemes of enemy that's trying to hinder your words from being released.
主，你宝血洁净我们所使用的洁净，除去一切的那些设备上的缺陷，除去一切的搅扰。
May your precious blood cleanse all those devices, the internet and all the devices we use, and may your precious blood cleanse and remove all the hindrance.
赞美你，感谢你，把羞辱归给仇敌。
We praise you and thank you. May all the shame be unto enemy.
奉主耶稣基督宝贵的名，阿门。
In the precious name of Lord Jesus Christ, Amen.
Amen. 好，我们先读两处的圣经。
Let's read two places of Scripture.
第一处，我们读以弗所书第六章十到二十节。
Book of Ephesians chapter 6 verse 10 to 20。
我还有末了的话，你们要靠主，依赖他的大能大力，做刚强的人。
For the rest, brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the might of His strength.
抵挡魔鬼的诡计。
Put on the panoply of God that you may be able to stand against the artifice of the devil.
因我们并不是与属血气的征战，乃是与那些执政的、掌权的、管辖着幽暗世界的，以及天空属灵气的恶魔征战。
Because our struggle is not against blood and flesh, but against principalities, against authorities, against universal lords of this darkness, against spiritual power of wickedness in the heavens.
要拿起神所赐的全副军装，好在磨难的日子抵挡仇敌，并且成就了一切，还能站立得住。
For this reason, take to you the panoply of God that you may be able to withstand the evil day, and having accomplished all things, to stand.
所以要站稳了，用真理当作带子束腰，用公义当作护心镜遮胸。
Stand therefore, having girded about your loins with truth, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness.
又用平安的福音当作预备走路的鞋穿在脚上。
And shod your feet with the preparation of the glad tidings of peace.
此外又拿着信德当作盾牌，可以灭尽那恶者一切的火箭。
Besides all these, having taken the shield of faith with which you will be able to quench all the inflamed darts of the wicked one.
并戴上救恩的头盔，拿着圣灵的宝剑，就是神的道。
Have also the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is God's word.
靠着圣灵随时多方祷告祈求，并要在此惊醒不倦为众圣徒祈求。
Praying at all seasons with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching unto this very thing with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints.
也为我祈求，使我得着口才，能以放胆开口讲明福音的奥秘。
And for me, in order that utterance might be given to me in the opening of my mouth to make known the boldness, the mystery of the glad tidings.
我为这福音的奥秘做了带锁链的使者，便是我照着当今的本分放胆讲论。
For which I am an ambassador bound with a chain, that I might be bold in it as I ought to speak.
好，再读一处，彼得前书第一章23-25节。
Another place of scripture, First Peter, chapter 1, verse 23-25.
你们蒙了重生，不是由于能坏的种子，乃是由于不能坏的种子，是借着神活泼长存的道。
Being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the living and abiding word of God.
因为凡有血气的，尽都如草，它的美容都像草上的花，草必枯干，花必凋谢。
Because all flesh is as grass, and all its glory as the flower of grass. The grass has withered, and its flower has fallen.
唯有主的道是永存的，所传给你们的福音就是这道。
But the word of the Lord abides for eternity, but this is the word which in the glad tidings is preached to you.
好，我们看这段圣经哈，这个在23节。你们蒙的重生是借着神活泼长存的道，这个道呢是一般我们讲 Logos 的那个话。
So verse 23, that by the living and abiding word that you've been born again, this word here is Logos.
但是第25节说，唯有主的道是永存的，所传给你们的福音就是这道。25节这两个道呢，是另外一个字，在原文是 rhema， 是关于生命的、工作的，这个主观的的话。
So in verse 23, there are two times the word appears, which is rhema, which is subjective and regarding the work and life of the Lord.
好，这个是神借着彼得写书信的时候，他。在这个彼得前书第一章的后头，告诉我们，我们蒙恩的救是从这个原则性有道理的话，然后进到主观的经历的生命的话。
So through Peter that wrote the letter at the end of chapter 1 of First Peter, that the Lord tells us that we are being saved. Originally, we are being saved is.Through the, or it's from the logos, objective words, but onto rhema, which is through which we can be saved.
而且这个 rhema 的话呢，是永远的，而且是住在我们里面的。
And the word of rhema is eternal and also abides in us.
好，这里讲到住在我们里面的，跟我们头脑记忆的是不同的。
Here mentioned abiding in us, it's different from our memory in the mind.
这是经过生命工作刻在我们心板上，在我们生命中有这个话语在我们生命中有过工作的话。
This is through the work of life which engraved in our hearts, which is through the work of life.
好，这是彼得他亲身经历的，也是神启示他的，所以把这段话写给我们。
That is what Peter experienced himself, and also the Lord has revealed to him, so therefore he wrote this to us.
在以弗所书第六章里面，讲到全副的军装的时候，在这个各样的这个全副军装的各个方面呢，其中有一个方面就是圣灵的宝剑，就是神的道。
In different aspects of the full arm of God in book Ephesians chapter 6, one of the aspects is the sword of the Spirit, which is God's word.
所以这个神的话是 rhema 的话，不是讲到这个我们一般讲到道理的、字面的、原则性的话。
So here mentioned God's words refers to rhema, which is not referring to the principles or doctrine or just the letters.
所以面对属灵的征战， 面对仇敌的挑战，你光凭着记忆力的话是不够的。
Therefore, when we face spiritual warfare, the challenges of the enemy, it is not enough when we just base on the word we memorize.
所以这更需要的是经过神工作过的话，在圣徒里面能够把这个话能够赐给圣徒，能够做工出来，那一个得胜，那一个神的工作才能够往前去。
What's even more important is that through the work of life through God, which then that the word can reveal his victory, then we can move forward.
所以我们要问一个问题，这个 Rhema 的话，谁能得着？
So then we ask a question that who can receive the word of Rhema and how to receive it?
那在主自己告诉我们，在约翰福音第十四章第十节告诉我们。
Lord him told us in Gospel Book of John chapter 14 verse 10.
他说我在父里面，父在我里面，你们不信吗？我对你们所说的话不是凭着自己说的，乃是住在我里面的父做他自己的事。
Believest thou not that I am in the Father, and that the Father is in me? The words which I speak to you, I do not speak for myself, but the Father who abides in me, he does the works.
这里主自己宣告说，他所说的话 不光是这个 Logos， 这里是 Rhema 的话，生命工作过的话。
So the Lord himself proclaimed, the words he has spoken is not just Logos, but it's Rhema, which has gone through the work of life.
然后主说这个话不是凭自己说的，也就是他不是这个话语的起头。
So, and the Lord says that he does not speak from himself, which is, he is not the source of those words.
他再讲下去就是说，是住在我里面的父做他自己的事。
And following, he said, the Father who abides in me, he does the works.
也就是在主里面，是神工作的地方。
Which is, in the Lord is where the Lord would do work.
所以他说，我在父里面，父在我里面，这是父跟子的一个亲密的关系，也是持续交通互动的关系。
The Lord says that I am in the Father and the Father is in me. This is the interaction between Son and Father, which is an intimate relationship.
所以在外面看，他跟一般人看起来是一样的，但是他里面是一个神同在、神工作、神说话、神显现的地方。
Outwardly, he looks the same as others, but within him is where the Lord, where God reveals to him, God works in him, and also God speaks.
所以，当神工作到一个地步，要他把话说出来的时候，他说出来的话。是一个 Rhema， 是带一个生命的话语。
So when God works in him to such a point, would like him to speak out those words, the words he speak is Rhema, which has the word of life.
所以今天如果我们要得到 Rhema 的话，我们这个人要真正的像主一样，就是说父在我里面，我也在父里面，或主在我里面，我在主里面。
Therefore, if today we would like to receive the words of Rhema, we shall be just like our Lord, that I am in the Father and the Father is in me, which means the Lord is in me.
我想这比我们这个一般所讲到的这个听见神的话是要更深一层的。
I think it's deeper than just what we say about we hear Lord's words.
如果我们连听见神的话都是非常的陌生，或者都不是很实际的话，可能这个对我们来讲，我们就觉得是好像很遥不可及的。
If we are even feeling unfamiliar towards hearing God's words, then I think that this something like this is even so far away from us.
但这里有一个重要的，就是主跟父有个关系，是一个同住的关系，所以是一个持续的同在的关系。
Here, what's important is that there is a relationship between our Lord and the Father, which is abiding, which is continuous.
所以对我们来讲，我们进入同住的关系，我们首先是要奉献自己。
To us, to enter into the abiding relationship, first of all, we have to consecrate ourselves.
奉献不是只奉献一次的，我们应该是天天的，或者是天天或者是时时的来过奉献的生活，把自己奉献给主。
Consecration is not just offer ourselves up once, but it has to be continuously, moment by moment and daily.
所以这个持续的奉献，就使得我们是那个进入那个与主同住，我住在主里面，主在我里面，主住在我里面，是成为一个实际的关系。
So this continuous consecration will allow this I abide in the Lord and the Lord abides in me to become a reality.
所以有这个实际的关系，得着话就变成是一个很自然的。
Having this reality of the relationship, then it's so natural that we will receive words.
所以这是我们需要学习的功课。
This is a lesson we have to learn.
好，那在约翰福音十七章又有这样的话。
In Gospel of John, chapter 17 says,
第七节，第七、第八节，如今他们知道，凡你所赐给我的，都是从你那里来的。
Verse 7, now they have known that all things that thou hast given me are of thee.
因为你所赐给我的道，我已经赐给他们，他们也领受了，又确实的知道我是从你出来的，并且信你差了我来。
For the words which thou hast given me, I have given them, and they have received them. I have known truly that I come from thee, and have believed that thou sent me.
所以这里如果圣徒能够得着 Rhema 的话，像主耶稣从父那里得着 Rhema 的话。
So if here the saints are able to receive words of Rhema, just like our Lord received Rhema from the Father.
那就会认识一起，就会有一个认识。这个认识就是说，凡父所赐给主的，都是从父来的。这是一个事实。
Then they will have a knowing that to realize it's a fact.Whatever the Father has given to the Lord, then it's all from the Father.
那圣徒得着 Rhema 的话，也不是圣徒想出来的，乃是圣徒因为像主跟父一样，有一个同住，有一个活的关系。
And for the saints to receive words of Rhema are not just out from the imagination of saints, but it's because there's the abiding relationship, there's a living relationship.
就是因为这宝贵的关系，所以就得着了 Rhema 的话，而且领受了。你知道，有时候我们会有一个问题，就是主给，但我不接受。
So because of such precious relationship, the result is that we are able to receive the words of Rhema, and also we accept. Sometimes, even though we receive the words, but we do not accept them.
但是我们如果进入到不但可以知道主给了，我也接受了。
But if we are able to enter into such point that not only we know that the Lord has given to us, but I accept them,
那就会这个认识上就会再来一个再一个再一个层次的认识。
So then we can go to the next level of knowing.
所以他说又确实知道，知道就是认识。他认识我，我是从你出来的，而且是信，而且信你差了我来。
So here says, have known truly that I come out from you and believe that thou sent me.
也就是跟随主的，跟随主的门徒，他如果是从主那里得着的 Rhema 的话，他接受了，他会知道这个不但是从主来的，也是从父来的，因为是父差主耶稣来到地上的。
For the disciples, if they truly receive the words from the Lord and also accept them, they do not only know that that's from the Lord, but also know the words of are from the Father, because it is the Father who sent the Lord.
所以这对我们来讲，我们也知道有一些的圣徒，他如果是真正的把自己全然奉献给主。
So we also know that there are some saints if they completely consecrate themselves unto the Lord.
如果他跟随主没有任何的掺杂，没有任何的失意。
If they follow the Lord without any mixtures, without any selfish intentions.
所以我们就会发现，他说话的时候，主会说话。
Then we will find that when they speak, then the Lord speaks.
他做事的时候，他是跟着主在做事。
When they do things, it's following what the Lord does.
所以这个是一个非常宝贵的认识和经历。
So this is a very precious knowing and experience.
这一段话是约翰福音十五章第七节特别告诉我们。
Gospel book of John chapter 15 verse 7 tells us.
他说你们若藏在我里面，我的话也藏在你们里面。凡你们所愿意的，祈求就给你们成就。
If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will and it shall come to pass to you.
你们多结果子，我父就因此得荣耀，你们也就是我的门徒了。
In this is my Father glorified that you bear much fruit and you should become disciples of mine.
所以这里讲到说，跟随主的门徒有一个特性。
So here is a special characteristics of being of the disciples who follow the Lord.
这个特性就是常常可以得到 Rhema 的话。
The characteristics is that can often receive the words of Rhema.
所以不是一生只得到一次，或不是几十年只得到一次，而是如果你是真正的做主的门徒跟随，需要主说话的时候，主就是会把 Rhema 的话赏赐下来。
So it is not that I just received word of Rhema once in lifetime, but it's if you continue to follow the Lord, then whenever is needed, the Lord will give you the words.
但是能够得着这些话的关键，就是这个藏在我里面，藏这个字就是 abide, 就是住的意思。
And the most important key here is to receive his words, is to abide in him.
所以我们跟主的关系如果不是断断续续的，是真正的持续住在主里面，那他 Rhema 的话就住在我们里面。
So that if our relationship with the Lord is continuous and there's no disconnecting, then his words will always abide in us and we abide in his Rhema.
你就发现有 Rhema 的话的时候，你就会祷告了。
Then you find that when you have words of Rhema, then you are able to pray.
他说，凡你们所愿意的，祈求就给你们成就。这个祷告是从哪里来的？
He said that for all those things that you would like, then when you seek, then you shall fulfill. He will fulfill this. Where does this prayer come from?
所以这个祷告跟 Rhema 的话在圣徒里面，在主的门徒里面出现有密切的关系。
So this prayer has so much to do with the word of Rhema.
我们常常没有负担祷告，我们常常觉得祷告浪费时间，我们常常觉得不需要祷告。
Very often we do not have burden to pray, and we feel that it's a waste of time to pray, and we feel it's not needed.
我们自己祷告都觉得浪费时间，我们跟圣徒如果是团体的祷告，我们觉得更浪费时间。
If we feel it's a waste of time if we pray individually, then it's even we feel it's even more a waste of time when we pray corporately with saints.
那恐怕真正的原因是，在我们里面没有这个 rhema 的话。
Then the actual reason might be there's no words of rhema within us.
那更重要的问题就是，我们并没有真正住在主里面的实际。
And what's even more important is the key here is that we do not have the reality of abiding in the Lord.
但是如果我们真的是住在主里面，那个 rhema 的话在我们里面不断的出现，你就是有负担去祷告，别人没有负担祷告。
But if we truly abide in the Lord, then this word of rhema will continue to show up in us. Then even if other people don't have burden to pray, you do have the burden to pray.
所以这是一个活的关系。
So this is a living relationship.
而且呢，你会经历就是说，你所愿意的祈求就给你成就。
And you will experience that you should ask what you will and shall be done unto you.
而且产生结生命果子的时机。
And result in the bearing the fruit of living life.
那另外一段圣经在告诉我们。
Another place of scripture tells us.
这是约翰福音第三章从三十一节开始。
Gospel Book of John, start from verse 31.
从天上来的是在万有之上，从地上来的是属乎地，他所说的也属乎地，从天上来的是在万有之上。
He that comes from above is above all, he that is of the earth is earthly, and speaks of the earth, he that comes from heaven is above all.
他将所见所闻的见证出来，只是没有人领受他的见证。
And what he has seen and heard, and he testifies, and no man received his testimony.
那领受他见证的，就印上印，证明神是真的。
He that has received his testimony has set to his seal that God is true.
神所差来的，就说神的话，因为神是圣灵给他。是没有限量的。
For him whom God has sent speaks the word of God, for God gives not the spirit by measure unto him.
这一段话一面讲的是主自己。
This passage on the one hand speaks of the Lord himself.
但一面也讲到跟随主的门徒，他跟他，在他身上天是敞开的。
On the other hand, also speaks of the disciples who follow the Lord, that upon them the heaven is open.
所以呢，他呢，会从神那里得着神的话。
So the disciple is able to receive God's words from God.
所以他说，从神来的，神所差来的，就说神的话。
Therefore, here says, for he whom God has sent speaks the word of God, for God gives not the spirit by measure.
因为神是圣灵给他，是没有限量的。
For God gives not the spirit by measure unto him.
所以这个话的来源跟圣灵在他身上的工作运行有密切的关系。
So the source of these words have so much to do with the work of the Holy Spirit and movement upon him.
所以如果我们真的是活在宝座前，
Therefore, if we truly live before the throne,
如果我们真的是能够不但是与主同住，而且能够接受主的差遣，
If we truly not only abide in the Lord and also being sent by the Lord,
主就会借着我们说神要说的话。
then the Lord will through us speak the words of God.
那这个话呢，是圣灵在他身上做工，使得他该说的时候说出来。
And those words are the work of the Holy Spirit upon the person, so he's able to speak at the right time.
那在另外一段圣经，在约翰福音第八章里面。
Another place of scripture, Gospel of John, chapter 8.
这是主耶稣责备犹太人的话。
Those are the words when the Lord rebuked the Jews.
而你们为什么不能明白我的话呢？无非是你们不能听我的话，听我的道。
请问第几节？我荧幕上看不到。
43节。
Verse
43节。
Okay, thank you.、
啊、等一下，我再重新给你上去。
Verse 43.
啊，这 internet 不见了啊。好，那个43节，你们为什么不能明白我的话呢？无非是你们不能听我的道。
Verse 43. Why do you not understand my speech, even because you cannot hear my word?
那这个道呢，是指的是 logos 的道。
So this word means logos.
啊，那他说你们是出于你们的父魔鬼，你们父的私欲。你们偏要信，他从起初是杀人的，不守真理，因为他心里没有真理，他说谎是出于自己，因他本来是说谎的，也是说谎之人的父。
You are of your father the devil, and the lust of your father you will do. He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaks a lie, he speaks of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it.
45节说，我将真理告诉你们，你们就因此不信我。
Verse 45, and because I tell you the truth, you believe me not.
46节，你们中间谁能指证我是有罪的呢？我既然将真理告诉你们，为什么不信我呢？
Which of you convince me of sin, and if I say the truth, why do you not believe me?
出于神的必听神的话，你们不听，是因为你们不是出于神。
He that is of God hears God's words, yet you therefore hear them not because you are not of God.
所以这里讲到就是说，听神的话要听这个 Rhema 的话，这个人本身要跟神有个对的关系。
So here says that in order to hear God's words of Rhema, this person himself have to have the right relationship with God.
主就是已经是道成肉身，已经行走在犹太人当中。
Our Lord himself will become flesh and walks upon the Jews.
主亲自向他们说话，主也在他们当中行各样的神迹奇事。
The Lord himself spoke to them, and also he did all the signs and miracles and wonders.
所以呢，他们的关键是他们连 logos 的话听不进去。
Their key is that
Rhema 的话是根本就听不到。
Their problem is that they cannot even accept the words of logos. Then, of course, they are not able to hear words of Rhema.
犹太人的光景的断案就是他们已经被魔鬼掳去了。
So our Lord made the judgment of their condition is that they are being taken away from the devil.
所以我们可以看到这个 Rhema 的话 要产生在我们身上是有原则的。
So we see that for the words of Rhema to appear upon us, there has to be a principle.
那我们再看啊，再看这个 Rhema 的话跟服事的关系。
So let's see the words of Rhema, its relationship with our service.
在路加比留在位第十五年，本丢比拉多做犹太巡抚，希律做加利利分封的王，他兄弟菲利做以土利亚和特拉肯尼地方分封的王，吕撒涅做亚比利尼分封的王。
对不起，路加福音第几章第几节？
第三章第一第二节。
Gospel of Luke, chapter 3, verse 1 and 2. Now in the 15th year of the reign of Tiberius Caesar, Pontius Pilate being governor of Judea, and Herod being tetrarch of Galilee, and his brother Philip, tetrarch of Iturea, and of the region of Trachonis and Lysania, the tetrarch of Abilene. And
法座大祭司日，那时撒加利亚的儿子约翰在旷野里，神的话临到他。
Annas and Caiaphas being the high priest, the word of God came unto John the son of Zacharias in the wilderness.
所以这里说到，就是施洗约翰他出来服侍的，他起头出来服侍，就是领导了他。
So that here talks about when John the Baptist, when he started to serve, then the word of the Lord came upon him.
所以这里这些话语呢，是跟服事还有密切的关系的。
So all those words have so much to do with service.
那我们再看看这些 Rhema 的话，它的性质。是什么样？
So let's look at what's the nature of the words of Rhema.
在希伯来书第十一章第三节告诉我们。
Book of Hebrews chapter 11 verse 3 tells us.
我们因着信就知道诸世界是借神话造成的，这样所看见的并不是从显然之物造出来的。
Through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear.
这个世界这个字也可以翻译成世代，它原来英文是世代，所以呢，这些各个世代起步形成的。
This word, world, the original can also be era. So therefore, that it's all different eras framed this world.
是有宇宙性的，是包括万物怎样能够被神能够安排在合适的一个情况底下。
This is universal. It includes how all things can be arranged by God under different circumstances.
那在这个希伯来书第一章第三节
，Book of Hebrews
也是告诉我们 Rhema 的话，它的特有的性质和能力。
Book of Hebrews, chapter 1, verse 3 also tells us the special nature and power of the word of Rhema.
在第一章第三节里面说，他用全能的命令托住万有，啊，这个全能就是能力的那个字，命令那个字就是 Rhema 那个话的那个字，所以他用能力 Rhema 能力的话来托住万有。
Upholding all things by the word of his power. Here the word is Rhema.
所以今天我们所在的宇宙能够这样的运行。能够这样的次序，神 Rhema 的话在当中运作，是他背后的原因。
So that this whole universe is able to move, which is all because of the word of Rhema of God, which is holding behind all things.
那彼得刚才我们读的那一段话。就是告诉我们，这个 Rhema 的话的性质是永远的，是常住的。
And the passage we read in First Peter tells us the nature of Rhema is eternal; it's always abiding. 我听不见会所的声音了。
好，现在听见吗？
现在可以。
现在可以听见吗？现在。OK， 那我们再看马太福音第四章第一节，第一节到第四节。
请问哪一卷书？第一节到第四节。
马太福音第四章第一到第四节。
Book of Matthew, chapter 4, verse 1 through 4.
当时耶稣被圣灵引到旷野，受魔鬼的试探。
Then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into a wilderness to be tempted of the devil.
他进食四十昼夜，后来就饿了。
And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterward hungered.
那试探人的近前来，对他说，你若是神的儿子，可以吩咐这些石头变成食物。
And when the tempter came to him, he said, "If thou be the son of God, command that these stones be made bread."
耶稣却回答说，经上记着说，人活着不是单靠食物。
But he answered and said, "It is
written." 靠神理。
But he answered and said, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God."
告诉我们，主在遇到试探的时候，主是。说人活着不是靠食物，不是单靠食物，是靠神口里所出的一切话，所以这是生命的供应。
When our Lord faced temptation, and he said that It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds of the mouth of God. So this is the provision of life.
那在这个路加福音第一章在36-37节告诉我们。
Book of Luke, chapter 1, verse 36-37 tells us.
况且你的亲戚伊丽莎伯在年老的时候也怀了男胎，就是那素来称为不生育的，现在也有孕六个月了。
And behold, thy cousin Elizabeth, she has also conceived a son in her old age, and this is the 6 months with her, who was called barren.
因为出于神的话，没有一句不带着能力的。
For with God, nothing shall be impossible.
38节说，玛利亚说，我是主的使女，情愿照你的话成就在我的身上，天使就离开他去了。
And Mary said, Behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word. And the angel departed from her.
所以这是讲到这个童女怀孕玛利亚在接受圣灵的怀孕，那天使跟他讲说，出于神的 Rima 的话，没有一句不带着能力的。
So here is when Mary is conceived by the Holy Spirit, then the angel told her that for things out from God, there is nothing, nothing impossible.
那主在这个这个约翰福音第六章告诉我们说，我所对你们所说的话就是灵，就是生命。
And in Gospel Book of John, the Lord says, My words to you is spirit and is life.
所以 Rima 的话是你有了 Rima 的话，那个圣灵的丰满，圣灵的经历和生命的经历都丰富起来，都丰满起来。
So when you have the words of Rima, then the riches of the Holy Spirit and the experience of life all become very abundant.
那这个彼得也在约翰福音第六章说，你有永生的话，我们还跟从谁呢？
And Peter in Gospel Book of John chapter 6 says that you have the words of eternal life, who else shall we follow?
当主对门徒说，他的肉是可吃的，他的血是可喝的。
When our Lord told his disciples that his flesh is edible and his blood is drinkable.
很多门徒，我都跟随主的人就离开了。
Many disciples or even those who follow the Lord left.
但是彼得却说什么呀？你有永生的话，我还跟从谁呢？
But Peter said that you have words of eternal life. Who else shall we follow?
那可见彼得在那个时候，他已经尝到了、经历到那个 Rhema 的话的那个宝贵。
So we can know that Peter at that time already have taste and experienced the preciousness of Rhema.
所以他说，他因着有这个 Rhema 的话，他宁愿当别人不愿意跟随主的时候，他愿意专一的跟随主，舍弃一切的跟随主。
And therefore, because Peter has the words of Rima, and therefore when other people left the Lord, then he is willing to give up all things to follow the Lord.
那在以弗所书第五章讲到丈夫跟妻子的时候，其实是讲到基督和教会。
In Book of Ephesians chapter 5 talks about the husband and wife actually refer to Christ and the church.
然后呢他就有一句话说，是谁借着道把教会洗净，成为圣洁。
And that says that he may sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word.
所以教会不是一个宗教团体，教会是一个是活的基督的身体。
The Therefore, church is not a religious organization, but it's a living organism, it's the living body of Christ.
教会不是地上的一个组织，教会是基督身体的生命体。
Church is not a worldly organization, but it's actually the living organism of Christ.
那怎么洁净呢？ Rhema 的话是神洁净的方法。
How to cleanse it is through the words of Rhema.
所以在以弗所第六章就告诉我们说，我们要拿着圣灵的宝剑，才能够抵挡仇敌，而且成就的一切还能够站立得住。
Therefore, in Book of Ephesians, chapter 6 tells us that we have to take the sword of the Spirit, and therefore, in all things, having done all things, stand.
所以 Rhema 的话不是消极的， Rhema 的话是积极的，把我们带我们进到神的旨意、神的丰富、神的宝座前。
Therefore, Rhema is not negative, but it's very proactive, which is actively taking us before the throne of God and before His words.
如果弟兄姊妹常常得着 Rhema 的话，你就发现你就不会常常说抱怨的话。
If brothers and sisters always receive the words of Rhema, then you realize you will not always complain.
如果你常常得到 Rhema 的话，你刚跟弟兄姊妹交往的时候、互动的时候，你会带来生命供应的话，带来启示的话，带来建造的话。
If you often receive the words of Rhema, then when you interact with brothers and sisters, you will always you will be able to bring out the words of provision of life and the words of revelation and also the edification of the words.
你如果常常得着 Rhema 的话，你就会把这个属灵的学习，把属灵的知识，能够在可以跟圣徒交通学习的时候，能够一起交通，一起学习。
And if you often receive the words of Rhema, then you are able to fellowship and learn together with the saints the spiritual knowledge and also the spiritual experience.
你如果常常得着 Rhema 的话，你会发现你的属灵眼睛，你能看见的是神所要你看见的。
If you often receive the words of Rhema, then you realize what your spiritual eyes see is what God would like you to see.
而且你的心所向的是神所应许你荣耀的那个神荣耀的呼召，你会往神荣耀的那个方向去。
And if you have often received the word of Rhema, then what your heart sees is toward the glorious calling, which you will move toward that direction.
你也会看得出来，什么东西是出于神的，什么是不是出于神的。
You would then able to discern what is from God, what is not of Him.
我们最常常困扰的就是出于神的我们看不出来，不出于神的我们当作出于神的。
What often confuses us is we are not able to discern what is of God, but what is not of Him, we thought it's from Him.
这是每一个得救的圣徒都面对的问题。
This is the issue which each one of us saved by grace will face.
但是当我们不断地在主面前得着主 Rhema 的话的更新，主不断地启示我们。
But if continuously we are being renewed by His Rhema and He continues to reveal to us,
那我们对于出于神的和不出于神的，我们就逐渐可以分别出来。
Then gradually we are able to discern what is of God and what is not from Him.
所以当犹太人或者是撒都该人来试探主的时候，
So when the Jews or Sadducees tempt the Lord,
他们就想要抓把柄， 来把主陷在一个这个就是正陷在他们的陷阱里面，甚至要借着那个陷在陷阱里面要定主的罪。
They try to take hold of something in order to trap our Lord into their traps and to condemn him.
这是仇敌的诡诈，仇敌也利用他可以利用的对象来用那种诡诈的方式来攻击主。
This is the tricky part of the enemy, which the Lord also used this tricky part to attack the Lord.
所以他们拿一个铜钱来问主说，这个纳税给该撒可以不可以？
Therefore, they took a coin and asked the Lord that is it okay to give tax to Caesar.
但是主怎么回答？主说该撒的归给该撒，神的归给神。
What did our Lord answer? That what shall belong to Caesar shall be to Caesar, but what shall belong to God shall belong to God.
这一句话本身是一个 Rima， 是一个 Rima 的话，该撒的归给该撒，神的归给神。
This word itself is Rima, which is Caesar shall belong unto Caesar and for God unto God.
所以你就会发现，当 Rima 的话出现的时候，属神的不属神的就很清楚会分别出来。
When words of Rima appears, then it very clearly can be separated between what's of God and what's not.
所以对我们来讲，一个基本的学习就是要真正的住在主里面。
So to us, the basic learning is that we truly have to abide in the Lord.
这个不是个假象。我没有住在主里面，就是没有住在主里面。我住在主里面，主就住在我里面。
This is not something deceiving. If I'm not abiding in the Lord, then the Lord is not abiding in me. But if I abide in the Lord, then He's also abiding in me.
那当这个同住成为实际的时候，主的话就住在我里面，立马的话就住在我里面。
When this abiding becomes a reality, then the Lord's words, the Rima, abides in me.
那这个时候，当我们面对这一个充满了试探、充满了黑暗、充满了甚至关于神的假冒的东西，在那里我们分辨不出来的时候，主 Rima 的话进来，让我们眼里面的眼睛明亮。
So when we are under all those darkness around us and all those deceiving and hypocrisy around us, when the word of Rima comes into us, then our eyes are enlightened.
我们知道旧约先知时代也曾经在非常非常黑暗的光景。
We know that Old Testament prophets also were under very dark conditions.
在亚哈时代，他有四百个先知，他要出去打仗的时候，那四百个先知跟他说什么？出去打仗一定会赢。
In times of King Ahaz, that when he was going to fight, then there were 400 prophets told him that you definitely can go out to fight, you will win.
那你说有四百个先知跟你说这样的话，你说你如果你是那个亚哈，这受鼓励不受鼓励啊？非常受鼓励啊。
So if there were all those 400 prophets told you this, and if you were Ahaz, then would you not be encouraged?
但是那时候约沙法王，犹大王约沙法在跟亚哈在一起。
At that time, King Jehoshaphat was together with Ahaz.
约沙法觉得好像不太对，你应该还要再问，怎么那么多先知里面就是缺少的那一个米盖亚呢？
So Jehoshaphat felt there was something wrong, then he feel he should seek more. Then why is that all those prophets, Micaiah was missing?
所以他说，就问问他吧。
So Jehoshaphat shall ask Micaiah then what the situation is.
那米迦亚被问了之后，就得的是一个相反的结局。
Then what Micaiah said was the opposite.
亚哈王心有不甘，把米赛亚关起来。
Ahaz was he did not like the result, so he jailed Micaiah.
就米迦亚说，如果你去打仗，你还能够平安回来的话，就是神没有向我说话。
Then Micaiah said that if you go out for the battle, and if you are still able to come back safely, then that means that God did not speak to me.
所以果然那一次，亚哈出去作战之后，他的命就在那时候结束了。
And it happened that after Ahaz went out for the battle, that he died from there.
400:1，你听谁的？
400 prophets verse 1, who do you listen to?
所以这个是一个每一个圣徒要面对的功课。
So this is the lesson that every saint has to face.
如果我们没有学好从主那里得着主可以直接的引导，
If we have not learned it well, that we can receive the direct guidance from the Lord.
我们一般讲说我们要跟随羊群的脚踪，但现在问题是羊群是跟对了主的脚踪呢，还是没有跟对主的脚踪？
Often we say that we have to follow the footsteps of the sheep. However, whether are the sheep truly following the Lord's steps correctly or not?
如果羊群真的是走对了主所引导的，那我们跟随羊群的脚踪，那我们就走对了。
If the sheep are truly following the steps of the guidance of the Lord, then when we follow the sheep, we walk the right way.
如果羊群被引诱到偏离了主所带领的，那你是听那400个先知呢，你还是听那个神说话的那一个先知呢？
If the sheep are being deceived to go astray from the guidance of the Lord, then do you listen to those 400 prophets, or do you listen to the one following the Lord?
好，今天我们就是主要交通就是这个 Rhema 的话怎么得着，怎么产生的，还有 Rhema 的话的这些性质。
So today our sharing is how do we receive Rhema and how are the Rhema's form and its
nature. 那主若愿意的话，我们可能还可以再有一次交通关于 Rhema 话的经历。
If Lord willing, we will share one more time about the experience of Rhema.
我们有人祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们为着这一切的干扰，我们赞美感谢归给你。
Lord, we praise you and give you thanks for all those hindrance.
仇敌可以在外面的干扰，但是主你在我们里面是新鲜活泼的启示我们。
The enemy is able to hinder us from outside, but within us, may you reveal to us with new and living.
仇敌不愿意你的话被清楚的释放，但是主你圣灵可以将你的话清楚明亮有力的启示在我们里面。
The enemy does not want your words to be released fully and clearly, but your words within us can continue to do his work with power.
因为仇敌惧怕你 Rhema 的话。
For the enemy is afraid of the words of Rhema.
仇敌不要你的儿女能够有新鲜活泼 Rhema 的话的引导。
The enemy does not want your children to be guided with the words of Rhema in such new and living way.
但你是至高至大的主，你完全不受仇敌这些干扰的限制。
But you are the God of Most High, and you are the great God. You completely is not being hindered and limited by the obstacles set from the enemy.
你是得胜的主，你在十字架上已经打破了仇敌的头。
You are the victorious Lord, and on the cross, you have already crushed the head of Satan.
你也是给你在你复活升天，你是给你的教会有无限量的圣灵。
After you resurrected, ascend on high, you have given the Holy Spirit without measure to your church.
今天在这些设备，或者是这些网络，或者这些一切的搅扰，那些话没有说出来的。
Because of all those hindrances, because of the internet or devices and all those hindrances, for all those words hasn't been released.
主在你圣灵第一手的工作，第一手的启示底下，你是给愿意在你面前明白，愿意在你面前寻求的圣徒，能够彻底的明白，彻底的引导。
Under the first-hand work of the Lord and also your first-hand revelation, may you guide all those saints who would like to seek you. May you guide them clearly.
我们赞美你，你实在是已经得胜，而且是永远得胜。
We praise you, for you have already won the victory, and you will win forever.
所以我们把说出来的话，没有说出来的话，都交回到你的手中。
So we come and all those words have already been spoken or not yet spoken back to your hands.
求你让我们愿意在你面前寻求明白的，一点都没有折损。
For all of us who would like to seek before you clearly that there's nothing lost.
这是关乎到主你教会能够成熟，能够预备好迎接你再来的事情。
It has to do with the reality of your church can become mature and prepare for your return.
求你超过我们所求所想的，做成你自己荣耀的工作。
Far surpassing what we ask and imagine, may you accomplish your glorious work.
我们再一次把赞美、感谢、敬拜的归给你。
Once again, we give you all the praises, thanksgiving, and worship and blessing.
谢谢你，奉主耶稣基督宝贵的名。
We thank you in the precious name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.